Hey, welcome to the Brightcast. I'm your host, John Jared Hawks. Today, in part one of our two-part local lawmaker series, I talked to Representative Richard Prale about the 2017 Kansas legislative session, which ended a week ago. The session was the second longest on record at 113 days. Representative Richard Prale, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You're most welcome. Pleased to be here.
Prale, a Republican from Parsons and 12-year State House veteran, has been home for about a week from what he calls the toughest legislative session he has ever seen.
Well, it was a tough session. It really was. Probably the toughest session that I've sat through, and we accomplished some things, but it was really a difficult session.
Prale said the three issues that made the session difficult were tax reformation, school funding controversies, and formulating the state's budget. We tackled taxes first. Lawmakers this year passed a tax law rolling back many of Governor Sam Brownback's signature 2012 tax measures. The new tax law was passed by the legislature and then vetoed by the governor. The legislature overrode his veto to pass the law. Prale voted for the law both times.
And my reason for that is, you know, we needed to do the fix. It's the 2012 tax bill really decreased the number of dollars coming in to be spent. We had a three-legged stool, which includes property tax, sales tax or use tax, and then the income tax. And the income tax went down drastically. It totally did away with any income tax for LLCs and S-corps and partnerships, and went from three brackets to two brackets and almost cut the rates in half. So it really took that one part of that leg on the stool and cut a good share of it off.
The new tax plan reinstates the three-bracket system, along with taxes for limited liability corporations and other small businesses. The Brightcast will be right back. The Brightcast is supported by the Parsons Farmers Market. The market is open April to October from 3 to 6 o'clock Tuesday afternoons and 8 to 11 o'clock Saturday mornings. The market is hosted in Forest Park on Broadway Avenue in Parsons. The next issue we discussed was education finance. In the ongoing Gannon versus Kansas case, the Kansas Supreme Court ruled the state was not adequately funding public schools and ordered lawmakers to create a new school funding system.
Senate Bill 19. It passed both houses and was signed by the governor a couple days ago, I think, June 15th. Tries to fix the problem of adequacy, I believe.
Okay. Yes.
Can you tell me, I believe you voted for the bill.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Can you tell me why you voted for it and what it means for schools in your congressional district?
Sure. In my district, all four schools, which includes Coffeyville, Parsons, Oswego, and Altamont, or LCC, they all increased, you know, their funding increased with this new formula. There were a number of school districts that in the state that lost some money, and a lot of that was due to the fact that they've really lost students in the last 2 years under the block grant, and now they're coming back in and showing fewer students, so they get paid less, so they get less dollars in.
The court is set to review the law in mid-July and will allow the bill to become law in the meantime.
We have no way of knowing how the Supreme Court will react on that. My understanding is that once the governor signed the school finance formula bill, that the Supreme Court had pretty much cleared their schedule so that they would, their docket, so they would have time to really get on this and get on this in a hurry. And for that, I'm very grateful.
Do you think this is the final word on this school funding saga we've seen kind of arc over the past few years?
Oh, no, I don't think it's the final answer in any way, shape, or form. I think we'll end up, this is my belief, and time will tell whether I'm correct. I think structurally, everything that we put together in the finance formula and the plan, I believe will pass muster with the Supreme Court. We put approximately $180 million new money into it this year, and or this coming year, and an additional $100 million, approximately $90 to $100 million the following year. But we also put what we put this year, we put that the amount next year plus the $90 million. Mm. So they will end up with end up in pretty fair shape. I believe it passes muster on adequacy, but you can interview other people and they will tell you just the opposite.
Lastly, the state's budget. After an intensive vetting process that examined each state agency's budget, Prale said the state will no longer delay payments into the Kansas Public Employees Retirement System, known as CAPERS.
So we started in January going through every agency's budget. Mm. And we also had the governor's, his proposed budget. We actually put a little less in some areas than he had asked for, and we put a little more in some other areas that he'd asked for less. But it was a work in progress, clear up till the very end, and then the Senate had passed their version, we passed our version, and then they conferenced and worked out, and they had like 150 points that they had to work through, so it took quite a little time for them to do that. And then we voted on the budget, and it passed. We pretty well funded CAPERS payments. We did not go back and put in that was not put in 2016, but we've projected to put in all of the payments for 2017, and then projecting to do that in 2018 too. That's important because actuarially the CAPERS has been out of balance, and it's been really low. When we started trying to work out a fix, it was like at 52%, and it's up into the mid-60s now, and so that's much better. Mm. We have a lot of people that have worked a lot of years and under the CAPERS retirement system, and they're concerned that their money won't be there. Mm. It will be there. We have a contract with them. We've got to make sure that that it gets there, and I think we're started in the right direction.
This has been The Brightcast. Tune in next time for part 2 of our local lawmaker series, where I talk to first-year Senator Dan Goddard about his experience in the State House this year. The Brightcast is supervised by Ray Nolting. Our theme music is from www.podcastthemes.com. I'm your host, John Jared Hawks. See you next time.